Good morning to you, to all those who make possible this broadcast. Good morning to Abdiel, who is in the studio today, and to all our audience in different parts of the island. We begin with the unpleasant news of having to report a deceased, and we always give our condolences to family, friends, and we really have to grieve this death. This is a patient of 80 years of age from Havana, contact of a confirmed case with several underlying conditions such as arterial hypertension, dilated myocardiopathy, chronic renal insufficiency. And I say this, begging for the permission from the relatives, this shows the importance of the study of people, because this patient was asymptomatic at the time of his admission. He was admitted because he was a contact of a confirmed case. His stay in the hospital was brief. He was admitted on June 8th. He was asymptomatic. On June 9th, he was already confirmed because, as it is established, contacts of confirmed cases undergo the PCR test. As soon as he was diagnosed with COVID-19, he was transferred for an intensive care unit, taking into account his age and underlying conditions, and he began with some complications and a moderate dyspnea, and he had a cardiorespiratory arrest from which it was not possible to revive him, and he died. We reiterate our condolences to his family and friends, and our personnel made their best, but it was not possible to revive him. In Cuba, in our hospitals, 516 people are admitted, 16 are under surveillance, 260 are suspected, and 240 are confirmed. Our professional and specialists monitor 423 people in primary healthcare system. Yesterday, 2,095 samples were processed in our country's molecular biology laboratories. This is an effort that is ongoing, and we're going to keep it up and want to even expand this effort as we look for possible asymptomatic cases in the community who might be spreading the virus. In the molecular biology laboratory of the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, 1,019. In the Provincial Center Laboratory of Havana, 282. In Santiago de Cuba, 280. In Villa Clara, 195. And at the Amejeras Brother Hospitals, 319 samples were processed yesterday. As a result of the study of these 2,095 samples, 8 tested positive. Thus, since the first cases were diagnosed on March 11, Cuba has already studied 127,042 samples through molecular biology, and 2,219 have tested positive for COVID-19, that is 1.7% of the samples studied. The 8 confirmed cases are all Cuban. 2 of them are confirmed case contacts, and in the pandemic, 89.3% of all cases confirmed in Cuba are positive case contacts, that is 1,946 people. Yesterday, unlike the usual occurrence, in 5 cases, the source of infection has not yet been determined. I said yet because we continue the studies in places where apparently there have been no cases, but which they have some epidemiological risk, either because of people flows or because of activities they perform and so forth. And this is where we are detecting these cases. Obviously, at the moment of the diagnosis, the source is unknown. But the study continues in the effort to try in trying to trace back the source, and oftentimes the cause of the infection is identified and the control actions are extended. With the latest cases in Cuba, in the Cuban pandemic, 73 of the diagnosed cases, that is 3.35% of the confirmed cases, the source of the infection has not been identified. In one case of those diagnosed yesterday, the source of infection was out of the country. One of the person who had returned to the country, as you know, they are usually placed under observation for 14 days and they are tested. And this one was one of the cases. With this addition, Cuba has a total of 159 people who have acquired the disease abroad. Of the 8 cases diagnosed yesterday, 4 are male and 4 are female, totaling 1,116 male cases, that is 50.29%, and 1,103 of the female sex for 49.71%. 6 out of the 8 positive cases were asymptomatic. Notice the importance of this type of study, which is looking for cases in places where apparently there has not been transmission of the disease. 52.95% of the cases diagnosed in Cuba were this, that is 1,175 people, have been asymptomatic at the moment of their diagnosis. By age groups, of the 8 cases, 4 are from the under 40 years of age group, 50%. Of the 40 to 59 years group, there are 2, and of 60s and over, with 2 cases as well. There was a 1 7-year-old girl contact of a positive case from Havana, and 245 children have been diagnosed with the disease in the country, and they have had a favorable evolution in our hospitals. And 220 of them have already been discharged, 89.7% have been released, and they are back home. 7 of the 8 cases belong to Havana province, and they are distributed in 5 municipalities, as you can see: Centro Havana, Old Havana, La Liza, Cotorro, and Boyeros. And there is one case from the province of Holguín, and this is the case we described as an imported case because the person did not acquire the disease in Holguín but abroad. And the person was diagnosed upon arrival in our country. Thus, in the incidence rate, Havana remains with the highest rate, although it's lower than the one it had the day before. It's 9.55% per 100,000 inhabitants. This is the incidence rate, 9.55% for Havana, which is followed by Matanzas with 1.39%, and Artemisa lowers its rate to 0.78 per 100,000 inhabitants. With these results, there are already 12 provinces, Ciego de Ávila. Until yesterday, we had 11 provinces. Now we have Ciego de Ávila that joins the ranks of those which have not reported cases over the last 2 weeks. And I am referring to Ciego de Ávila, Granma, Pinar del Río, Mayabeque, Villa Clara, Cienfuegos, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Las Tunas, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, Guantánamo, and the Isle of Youth. These achievements demonstrate that it is possible to succeed. There are some places like Havana, due to its complexities as a capital city, Matanzas, due to the flow of people, we know that it's going to be a little bit difficult. But if all established measures are complied with, they will be able to eliminate this disease. Until 12 o'clock last night, of 2,219 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 240 are admitted as active cases. And we stress that out of them, 239 patients, that is 99.5%, have a stable clinical course. With the death regrettably announced today, 84 people have died as a result of this disease in the country, for a lethality of 3.79%. We have the two evacuees that we always mention, and yesterday there were 7 discharges, one less than the number of confirmed cases. Thus, 1,894 patients who have recovered, 85.4%, and today we only have one case in serious condition. Cuba, with its 3.79 lethality rate, occupies the 18th position among the countries of the region of the Americas. And as we have been saying, the United States remains leading the table of countries in the region with the highest incidence of confirmed cases, followed by Brazil, Peru, and Chile. These countries have the highest number of confirmed cases. With the 7 discharges of cases, the tally is 1,894, 85.4%. And as we have said previously, there is one case in serious condition, a patient that is currently admitted in the Salvador Allende Hospital. It must be said that it's not the same patient that we had been notifying in previous days. The one we mentioned earlier had some improvement and is listed now in guarded condition. A new patient was admitted yesterday in intensive care for a severity of the disease. He is not in critical condition, and our specialists are working for his recovery. The world remains with a worrying situation, and 185 countries are reporting cases of COVID-19. It's the number we have been mentioning, and there is now a total of 7,210,462 confirmed cases. In a single day, 141,184 cases were diagnosed. And what is even more important, 5,608 people, despite the times of evolution of the pandemic, despite the possibilities of treatment and so on, they died yesterday in the world. This makes the lethality of the world to currently stand at 5.7%. The region of the Americas, with 3,488,230 confirmed cases, of which 84,832 were diagnosed yesterday, accounts for 48.38% of the cases in the world. Yesterday, 3,989 people died in our region for a cumulative of 189,300 deaths, which makes our region to have a lethality of 5.43%. Yesterday afternoon, we had the possibility to participate in a video conference with several countries of the world. The conference was presided over by Dr. Carissa Etienne, the director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, where it was reiterated something that we had already seen in a graph here in previous days, on how Europe at a certain moment had contributed the greater number of cases, and however, Europe was now diminishing all the cases. Instead, the region of the Americas was contributing an important volume of confirmed cases and of deceased people. And this is the information we had to report today. It took us a little longer because we wanted to insist on what has happened in some places when the restriction measures are not complied with.